Nah, but I'm saying, yeah, like we just need to like kind of like group together a little more, you know.
I would love to group together more.
No, you wouldn't, Liz. You're gonna lock yourself in that room and watch Twilight.
Why do you think?
And get some Ghostbusters.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? We are L2L. Welcome to episode 10 of the podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe on YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify. How's everyone doing?
Jaden's going off on reels.
Good to see you guys again.
Jaden's going off on reels. Look back on it, Jalen.
Slightly.
Come on.
Nah, not slightly. Slightly.
What? No, would you say sexy, right? I'm going
yeah,
sexy.
Yeah, he's going sexy he said, right now.
Doing
on
sexy
reels.
Right now.
I've never heard that be used
it's his time and his moment. Let's give him his shine. Yeah. No, come on, Jalen.
Stop, bro.
Since the beginning of the house, he was trying to figure out reels since the beginning of the house. I remember. And that boy came out with a hard, strong, tough, incredibly spiritually built and prepared 4.4 million views.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're not working. The only one. That boy cracked 100K. Now he's at 107.
107. Almost to 108.
There you go.
Verified.
Follow the boy on Instagram. But forget about me, man.
Come on.
Follow L2L, please. For the love of God, follow L2L. Oh, my goodness.
For the love of God.
Oh.
We got Liz, you know, solid as always. They both went to what? Bonnaroo, was it?
Bonnaroo.
How
music
was
festival.
It?
It was awesome.
It was lit.
How was your take? What, you liked it? You had a good time.
I did. The thing about Bonnaroo that I really liked was the variety of genres of music. So there was country, there was rap, there was pop, there was everything you could possibly think of at all sorts of different stages. So that was probably my favorite part about it. And also, it was a huge like ground. So like there was a lot of room to like maneuver. It wasn't so crowded. I liked it. It was a very well set up festival.
For sure. I think my favorite part was the fact that it wasn't crowded. There was just so much space.
Mm-hmm.
It was just essentially kind of like the Renaissance Festival. I love the Renaissance Festival. So it was just really chill. And the music was nice. It wasn't chaotic.
Food was great too.
The food is also great. Yeah, it was cool. It was
I don't know. Fun. I saw one of the stories and it was kind of crowded. I ain't gonna lie.
It's certain parts. So
in
like if you go towards the stages, you know, obviously it's gonna get more crowded. But like when you walk away from the stage, walk away from the stage, surprisingly there was a lot of room to like walk around and like compared to like EDC, which is still my favorite festival, but compared to EDC is like, yeah, you can't walk anywhere, good luck, like you're walking straight into somebody every time you try and go somewhere. So but no, I definitely liked it. It was a vibe. And then you went to Nashville too, right?
I went to Nashville twice.
Wait,
so
you didn't go?
So it was in Tennessee. It was in Manchester, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Bonnaroo was. Nashville is like
an hour away.
It's like an hour away.
Went.
I went to Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was like an option, like just a choice.
Yeah, she just went.
Yeah. It was just Saturday. I didn't go to Bonnaroo just because, I don't know, I really wanted to see Nashville because I've heard great things. Nashville is actually so fun. But Nashville is really crowded. That's the thing. Saturday night, it was a little bit much, but I did go again on Monday and we got some cowboy boots. We went, you know, cowboy hat shopping. Yeah, it was cool. It was fun.
It's very country.
Yes. And there's like live music in every corner. Mm-hmm. So there's like
how's
bands
the food?
Performing. It was great. It was yum too.
What is it, like barbecue?
There's a little bit
of
everything.
Of everything.
I essentially had like a lot of like chicken wings, burgers, stuff.
Gordon
like
Ramsay has a restaurant there, right? Is it Gordon Ramsay?
Is it?
I know Guy Fiori does.
Well, I'm not sure. I went to Jason Aldean's.
Jason Aldean has a restaurant.
I had Jason
yeah.
Aldean's. Yeah. It was fun though.
It's
Nashville's cool. Really?
Jason Aldean? Oh yeah.
Cool. Yeah. He's super talented.
Yeah.
You guys were going off.
Yeah.
There.
Javier, what have you been up to?
Watching.
Watching
the videos you guys put out, I guess, you know? Nah, you know, same old. I'll be in the hot seat in Lollapalooza.
Love that.
I'm so excited.
I'm hyped for, honestly, I'm so hyped for y'all for Lala. I wanted to go.
You would have been gone to three already, huh?
I know.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
That boy,
yeah.
Most active.
Well, bro, I actually do want to go because I love Chicago. Like you guys, have you guys been?
I've never been.
Y'all are going to love Chicago. Like if you go in towards the city, you're going to love it. Like the food is stupid good. And just the vibes. I mean, I'm from the Midwest, so I really enjoy it. But Chicago's fun. I really like it.
I'm excited.
and to have a festival there, which I'm pretty sure Lala is always in Chicago, but to have a festival there is so dope.
Lala.
The lineup is insane too. Mm. There's like all types of artists performing. I'm excited. I have no idea what to expect, really.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's exciting.
As long as we have an hotel.
But no. You know?
As long as we got a hotel. Sex. Yeah, no, just saying. Just putting it out there.
Before Lala, though, is we got Rolling Loud. Have y'all been?
Oh, it's before?
Yes. Have y'all been?
Oh. I've never been to Rolling Loud.
No,
before.
That one I'm actually excited for.
I'm so hyped for Rolling Loud. The only thing I'm a little bit skeptical.
Man, made new words.
And scared about is how crowded they say it is.
That's
they say
my it's entire
thing. Well, that's why we have like
have we the do, passes. Yeah, we do have the passes.
Kind of like on the side, you know?
That's my entire hesitation. That's why I'm a little nervous Rolling Loud. I'm not going to lie.
It's crazy.
And the crowd would be disrespectful. I ain't going to lie.
So disrespectful.
Yeah.
This ain't no, everything EDC. Is peace.
That's EDC.
Yeah. Nah, this is like, you know.
Rowdy. People are spending hundreds of dollars to go see all these artists just so they can get trashed and wasted. And So it's gonna be scary, but I'm still excited though.
Yeah, because there's a lot of good artists. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of good artists.
Mm-hmm. I think that Rolling Loud and Lollapalooza are pretty much they're like not far apart whatsoever. Mm-mm. It's like Mm-mm. one weekend and then the next weekend.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly so Rolling Loud is here and then
Lollapalooza the next.
Yep. Yeah. In Chicago the next weekend.
Damn. Yeah. So we're gonna have those back to back.
They got me moving around.
Have to recharge. Gonna have to recharge.
We also have Miami Swim Week the weekend or the week before Rolling
Loud. That's the week
too.
Before. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Stuff cool. happening July.
That's a lot.
Which also means, look, I'm gonna just say it, we need to have a house party. Like yes. we have.
Well, it's already
like
6 months in.
That's we haven't, bro. We've been living in the house for six damn months. We ain't had a house six party months. Yet. We got this fat crib and ain't thrown a party yet. What are we doing?
We have to have a summer party.
I get it, though. Like, we be working and traveling a lot. But, like, man. We got to get this thing bussing one time. Mm-hmm. Like,
we should have a party like, once a month at least.
I'm going to just say the address right now. Like, clip it. I'll post it on my TikTok.
Yeah, there's a lot of creators there in Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if they heard of the place going down, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to pull up.
They'll pull up. Like, but we've been saying that for how long now?
Bro.
Podcast.
Come on, man. We've been saying this forever.
I don't want to talk about it.
But yeah.
Like a foam party.
Yes.
A foam party.
Yeah, like a summer foam party. Like something cool like that. I don't know. There's so many ideas.
I'm here for it.
Right?
It is summer. We need summer vibes. We need summer vibes.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I want winter to hit already. I want winter, but
I love winter.
You think it's too hot out here in the summer?
Nah, it's just I just like winter. I don't know. It's a little happy vibe that starts coming into me.
Oh yeah, I feel that.
Like you know, like
I feel that.
It's probably because I've been in Miami my whole life. That's why. Like summer for me is like
same thing again.
Everybody just trying to wild out, but mm-hmm. you know, I'm kind of like the cozy winter Halloweeny.
I love that time.
Not Thanksgiving, but not Christmas.
You don't like Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
I mean,
I like the food and I like the whole like plan and stuff, but like, and I respect it, but I don't know. It's kind of like in the middle of like, if it's Halloween, I just wanted to go to Christmas. You know? Like the two big holidays.
I feel you.
Yeah.
So since we're talking about seasons, what was your guys' like favorite part of, we'll say what it's been.
Last to leave Miami.
March, April, May, June. It's been about 5 months.
Oh, we're five months in?
Yeah, 5 months. What would you guys say your like favorite part about the first 5 months was?
Super Bowl and meeting Big Time Rush and EDC for sure. Those are the three for me.
I feel like Super Bowl was like the highlight.
Bro, that's undefeated. Like,
It was just like, and we didn't even realize in the moment that that was going to be one of the highlights. We were just going with it because we didn't really know what was going to happen. But if I would have known how it would have went, I would have enjoyed it more. You get me? I would have like been more in the moment.
Bro, I was looking at your reels the other day. That one has like, how many is it?
Yeah, bro.
How many is it?
The rise and fall of Javier.
Bro, no. How many is it?
Which one?
The Super Bowl one where you're gliding on like the, when we were in the
little
section. Oh,
yeah, yeah. No, that shit was stupid, yeah.
It has like.
Shit, the problem is it stayed there.
This man
I never really, you know. capitalized off.
You know? I think you did, bro. You're doing fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, I mean, that's part of a creator, though. Like, you go highs and lows, you know?
Of
like,
course.
Like, we all go through that. You get me? Like, I'm not, this is not surprising to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, but yeah, the Super Bowl vibes, it was so like, I think everybody was at their highest emotions and spiritually and like energy. Everything.
It was your birthday, too.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It's your birthday tomorrow, too.
We felt like the sub joke.
So did you know this
no, inside I did joke not know
so Sebastian
joke?
Literally the first 2 months, every time there was something going on, if Javier didn't want to go, Seb would go, no dude, you gotta go, it's your birthday.
Literally ever since February 11th has been my birthday.
Yes, every day was Javier's birthday. To
I've
Seb.
Had 5 months of birthdays.
Gotta love Seb, dude.
Nah, but yeah, I mean, like, even like when we're in like in the red carpet and stuff, like, yo, we're like
so live.
Yeah, we're like,
it was just so a good live. Time. It
oh, was love. And that was probably the only time I drank too, a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. That's how good it was.
Bro, we had the pizza. That's facts.
We have a house party though, you're definitely getting tea.
No, yeah, I'm going off, but are we gonna have the house party?
Yes, we're having a house party. We'll make it happen. Jack!
Damn.
We have to.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta make it happen. I mean, I feel like we're 5 months in. We've had highs and lows, you know.
For sure.
But we can, the last, what is it?
Six months. We gotta capitalize.
Yeah, and take advantage for sure.
Change the aura.
Yeah. I was outside the other day.
Shut your comfy ass up.
The first day. The first day I got back from Tennessee, and the person who was dog sitting Athena came to drop her off, and so I gave her like a tour of the house or whatever. And I was standing outside and I was like, yeah, this is definitely the best part of the house. And it was dark out, and I just looked around and I was like, damn, like, as much as like sometimes content creating can be a hassle, like, I'm so like, we're so blessed to be in this situation. Like, I looked around outside and was just like, I'm really living in this house right now. Like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't just like some house like, oh, you know, like, yeah, I'm back home in Kansas City living in an apartment that I spend $400 a month on. Like, no, bro. Like, I'm living for free in this fat crib. Like, that's just blessings on blessings. So I was just sitting there taking it all in. I was like, bro, I got to take advantage the next 6 months. Like,
yeah, I think like on my end, like, at least I think I get too caught up in like what we're used to, like creating. We don't take a moment and like realize. Mm-hmm. That's my problem. I'm not gonna lie, I forget.
Yeah,
because I'm so caught up in like, oh, I gotta do this and that. Keep up, you know, with the trend, and then, sure, you know, can keep up with everything you gotta keep up with. But yeah, you're right.
Exactly, the balance is everything. You have to, like, you know, obviously grind, but then have like take moments to kind of just like embrace and appreciate like where you're at.
I'm not gonna sit down and watch Twilight. That's you, Liz.
How'd you know that's what I was Liz. Thinking? That's How'd you Liz. Know I was referring
that's
to
that's
that?
Liz.
Javier knows
that's,
me too well. Too well, Javier.
That's the balance of Liz over here.
Twilight is good.
She will do her content and lock herself
like,
in that
she's
room.
She's like Bella over here. She sensed it. She's like, I know he wants me to talk about Twilight.
Nah.
No, because I remember seeing one of your posts.
Yeah, because I was watching Twilight. I was like, it was like rainy outside.
It was the GoPuff one, right?
It was. I was like, I'm going to do a self-care day. And then I ordered some GoPuff and I just started watching Twilight.
This girl is dead ass in the bed.
This is the life.
I think just curled up
like a
with a blanket on.
Yep.
With snacks on in front of her.
That's me.
Turning on Twilight.
Why don't you like Twilight?
I'm not saying anything about Twilight.
Acting is bad, but it's a good movie. It's like,
love Twilight.
This girl's a character. This girl's a character.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
She's a whole character.
When's the last time we all just like sat out by the pool? Like, come on now.
I would absolutely.
We suck. We suck. Why don't we just like chill outside? I mean, granted,
that
like
barbecue
here's
was
a,
fun.
Hey, here's a,
we
that
had
barbecue
one barbecue.
Was fun.
That was
hey,
young.
Here's a.
We had one barbecue.
Here's the thing, though.
That's probably the best bonding moment we ever had.
Here's what people don't realize, bro. Like, because we're like a music centered house and festival centered house, we're traveling so damn much. Like, nobody's ever here at the same time. Like,
yeah.
Ever. So it's hard.
It is.
But bro, next time everyone's here, we all just gotta like sit out by the pool and chill. Like, maybe have a few snacks.
Ribs.
I feel like we should do another barbecue day. That
I would
fun.
Love to do that. We
that
should have like a set day to do that, yeah. Like every weekend.
We should do that every week. Because like, what? We
like on a Tuesday. I don't know.
Do the groceries for barbecue day.
Facts.
Now, that's fire. That's something to look forward to. That was a nice vibe too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For me, or like after these production days, like we just have like a moment where we all kind of just like chill.
Chill, you know?
So we have like something to look forward to after friends. After all of this. Become friends.
Everybody hates me in this house. Everybody hates me.
That's not true.
I don't hate you, Javier.
We love you, bro.
Damn.
Nobody hates Javier.
It's just the facts.
Yeah.
Nah, but I'm saying, yeah, like we just need to like kind of like group together a little more, you know?
I would love to group together more.
No, you wouldn't, Liz. You're going to lock yourself in that room watch Twilight.
Why do you think?
And get some Go Pucks.
Do you think that I always want to play We're Not Really Strangers? Because we build connections out here.
No, you just want another tea on people.
No, that's not what it is at all.
I mean, we can play that game too. That was fun. But it was like so deep though. It was like we had to like talk about like real like, you know, damn.
Exactly. That's how you build connections.
Nadi tried to say I can't dress.
Oh, that was hilarious. You started getting on the
that was funny.
I'm like, bro.
You see, it can only go two ways. It can either go really good or then it's a little awkward.
Yeah.
And then you just stop playing the game and you go to your room. Yeah. But I like to...
Go to your room and do what?
Watch Twilight.
Watch Twilight.
Ah, you
watch
see?
Watch the Twilight series.
It's stream. A short stream. Stream on She's Twitch. On a short stream.
Stream on Twitch.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
What else do you watch aside from Twilight?
Coraline.
Woo!
You like watch these movies over and over?
Because no.
I'm that type of person too, though.
I feel like she repeats a lot.
I don't watch them like every like week. I mean, I watch them whenever I feel like I just need to kind of
turn
watch my comfort movie. Yeah, like whenever I just like I'm like, you know what, I'm in the mood to watch Coraline today, and I'll just watch it. But I don't watch it like every like
I'm
Tuesday.
With that.
Like,
I'm with that. That's me like probably every 2 weeks. I just throw on Avengers: Infinity War or Endgame.
Yeah, exactly. Or like 10 Things I Hate About You, like those classic rom coms. You know. Mm. Those
fun.
How about you, Javier? How often do you watch movies?
What
is your go-to movie? What is one of your comfort movies?
Movies?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I said this before in podcasts. I mean, whoever watches this, you know, there's probably things I'm like dark
Insidious.
Or something.
Which one?
Yeah, I like horror movie. I like like killers and stuff, and I like those the typical friends that go on a little road trip to the middle of nowhere
that
for no
suspicious.
Reason,
I don't
and
like
then
that.
They stop in a gas station and they get massacred. I love that for some reason. I'm not like that. But I love that. I don't know why.
I like horror movies, bro.
I just feel like it's so like, whoa.
Insidious was the thing that literally traumatized me when I was little. I hate Paranormal Activity. Like,
you see,
that entire...
Yeah.
No, I can't.
I don't
can't.
Get scared that easily, but there's a part in Insidious that kills me.
Which part?
It's that when he's going in like that dark pathway and that girl with a smile has a shotgun and shoots the family.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
No,
that
weird.
Is so demonic.
Yeah.
I feel like you would be a Donnie Darko kind of person.
I don't claim any of this energy.
Have you seen Donnie Darko before?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. This is not supposed to be like negative energy. This is what happens in the movie.
No, I know.
Have you seen that movie? Donnie Darko?
Donnie Darko.
With Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen
You've never seen that? I feel like you would like that movie. I don't know why, but yeah.
But yeah, that's my take.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
Word.
Okay, so, yo. Also, another thing about Bonnaroo. Y'all's flight got canceled.
Yes.
So I left. I was smart.
How does that happen? What happened?
And left on Sunday.
No idea.
Oh, but it was raining really hard here. So I don't know. Maybe it was that. The storm.
Yeah, it was.
Weather.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the weather?
They saved your life.
I don't know if maybe that was why y'all's got canceled.
Oh, I actually have a story. Yeah, so our flight got canceled. Had to stay in Tennessee for another day. And then we ended up leaving. They didn't give us any explanation whatsoever as for why our flight got canceled. But when we did get here... My plane landed wherever we were fine, and I was on the expressway leaving, right? And I saw, like, from far, like, in the Miami International Airport, that there were a bunch of, like police cars and, like, ambulances. But I saw from far, so I didn't really, like, I wasn't like, oh, whatever. And my mom sent me a video that maybe an hour before that, I don't know if you guys heard about it, there was an airplane that caught on fire, and it was smoking. It was, like, black smoke, and there were people running out. Of the, it was like red air or something.
Oh, no.
Now, why would you tell me that?
Yes.
Now, why would
and
you tell
was,
me that?
And that was
a month before I got to get on a plane.
Yeah. But I had never seen that airline before. Red air.
It was called Red Air.
Red Air. Oh,
red
that's
air.
Why. That's why.
There's a video that says Red Air. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure if it happened in Miami International Airport, but I'm pretty sure. because that's what I saw. So yeah, that was insane. I freaked out when I saw that. But
oh, you want to know a fun fact, by the way? You guys tell me what I would like to watch. Oh, now I know. Now I know what to answer. Okay, so like randomly, I like to start watching like things about the deep ocean, deep space theories and stuff, giant octopuses and all that stuff.
Javier, yo, right now our minds. I love watching.
Don't cap.
Videos.
Don't cap. But our minds are way apart.
When it comes to astronomy, not deep ocean, because that scares me a little bit. I'm no, really that's what I'm saying.
No, like those like documentaries where like you don't know like apparently like. We only know like 20% of the ocean, and like you can't go deeper and deeper. I watch all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I
love that. Yeah, well, you have no idea. There's a whole other world down there.
Also, so that's a fact. We have only explored 20% of the ocean.
Something like that. Yeah,
and wild. Actually, we know more about space than we do the ocean, which is stupid.
Incredible.
But for the first time ever, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. We touched the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say you touched the bottom of the ocean. Y'all like, Joe, Jalen, where you at?
Yeah, we finally touched the bottom of the ocean, like the ocean floor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is it, like 11,000 meters down or something?
Bro, it's stupid. It's stupid deep.
I don't know. How do you think? Like, come on. This has to be, if you're not interested in this stuff,
and there's
you're lame.
They have like a bunch of like drones that they sent down there now too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they have them in different spots. There's like three of them. And there's also like the main one where the guy goes in and goes down to the ocean floor. But like the little drone things have picked up footage of like unknown species we've never seen. So we're about to start seeing some stuff here for sure. Megalodon's just going to come up.
I just found out about that. You know, I didn't know about that show.
You didn't know about Megalodon?
I didn't know about it.
Boy.
Yo.
I don't know if it's real. I mean.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's like a dinosaur shark, basically. The dinosaur size.
I seen another video that showed these people who track sharks, like there's trackers on sharks, and this one shark that had a tracker on it was near like this, like a certain part of the coast where sharks don't normally go, and the tracker has like a temperature thing on it, and so around that temperature or around where it was on the coast, the temperature is like, it was like 70 degrees in the water, literally it tracked from where it was on the coast. Not even 2 minutes later, was in like the deepest part of the ocean at like 20 degrees. What? So they're saying that like something bigger than a great white shark ate it and then just took it down to like the deepest part of the ocean, like you're talking about. So that would be like a megalodon situation.
Yo, that's wild. Insane. I'm telling you, these things are deep or like bigger than life. Like, yo, yeah, we don't know of this. Like,
exactly.
We're just humans.
Bro,
doing videos.
Could you imagine a shark actually that big, dog?
That's scary. I'm scared. No, I'm petrified of the ocean. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm petrified.
Petrified.
I am literally no. Just flying over water makes me panic. No. I don't like planes already, but flying over water, you know, I always start thinking like, yo, what happens in an emergency?
How about a cruise?
No, a cruise is chilling though. I mean, I can do a cruise. I mean. You know,
love cruise.
I mean, I do think about that Titanic and stuff, but I mean, I've heard it's safe, you know. So would you rather be like floating in space or floating in the ocean?
Space?
I mean, you have nowhere to go to go in the ocean either.
I mean,
you're just there. Like, you're something okay.
There. Here's my question. Am I dying in both occasions?
Technically, you're going to die in 90%, but there's a 10% chance something, a miracle happens.
All right, then space.
Space. Space is so cool.
Because in the ocean.
You're floating around. You don't even know where you're going.
Yes. You get to see to see Earth. Like, you're like outside of Earth, bro. You're like
I'm guessing, in a suit, though, right?
No, if you're not in a suit, you're dead.
You're automatically dead. That's what I'm saying. Oh my goodness. Yeah, definitely space, bro. Definitely space.
But at least in the ocean, like,
be in the ocean. Least, no.
Look, you have a life vest in the ocean, just like you have a spacesuit in space. Like, you're able to survive. It's just you're waiting for a miracle.
Yes, but I feel creatures like that.
Javier, listen to me.
I feel like there's a better survival chance in the ocean.
I know you're afraid of the ocean too, just like me. Dog. I want you to really think about this for a second and put yourself in that position. You are stranded in the middle of an ocean with just a life jacket. Dog, you know how dog.
Okay. But here's my thought process. Here's my thought process. So like, look,
I'm
in the ocean. Don't get me wrong. I'm diarrhea and everything, dog. But in space, ain't no ship. At least there can be a ship that comes and they can find you. You get me? In the ocean, in space, ain't no ship coming.
No, okay, but here's, but you said there's a 10% chance on both. So like,
well, that's the 10%, like the miracle. You get me? Like that's the miracle I'm talking about.
So my 10% in space, I'd much rather have, because I can. I'm gonna just fade away. I'm gonna just fade away and die. Like,
you're gonna chill with the aliens.
Fade away and die. That's what, you know, I'm saying. Like, but in the ocean, you're kinda enjoying the view. Like, you can, bro. There's so many ways you get your leg bitten off by a shark. Now you just float in there. You're bleeding out for your life. Or,
no, yeah, that's
or killer whales playing fetch with you and just throwing you to another killer whale, or you drowned, or you drink salt water and now you're dehydrated. That's like, bro, everything you could possibly think of could happen. In space, I'm just
literally, you're just floating.
You're just floating.
You're just floating through space. Dude, that sounds like a vibe.
Look. Here's my other thing too. The ocean, okay? Yeah, like people get saved in the ocean all the time.
You know,
imagine you were the first person ever who was just floating in space and got saved by someone in a space shuttle, dog. Imagine the history you make. Okay. You ain't got to work the rest of your life.
Okay, first of all, if I were getting saved in space by some random ass ship that came around.
No, bro, it would have to be NASA. You know what I mean? They'd be like, what is that? Looking through the satellite, and they're like, they see you just like.
He's like moonwalking.
They see you just floating, so they're like, we gotta go get him. So they send us.
I wouldn't even know that's a person, or like, what is that? I wouldn't even know why they're there, first of all. Like, that's what I'm asking. How are these people there?
My goodness.
Like, you know.
Dude, that was, who asked this? Was that you?
In the ocean of space.
The ocean of space? That's a good question.
I've always asked that.
Bro, I love that. I'm definitely going space, though.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Liz. I'm questioning.
That was so
scary. What are the only two things you can't eat for breakfast?
The only two things I can't eat for breakfast?
You can't eat for breakfast.
It's a riddle.
It's not that hard. Jalen got it.
I did. And I had never heard this before. I was proud of myself.
Yeah, he can't.
What are the two things you can't eat for breakfast?
Damn, I don't know. My brain right now? What is it? Just say it.
No.
Damn.
Don't give up.
Think about it.
The two things.
There's
you
only
can.
Two things. There's only two things you can.
There's only two There's things only you two cannot things. Eat for breakfast. Two things you can. Y'all know it. Think.
I have no thoughts in my brain right now.
Yeah, Liz does not like riddles.
What is it?
You got it, Javier. Lunch and dinner.
Oh my gosh! I literally. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you guys for watching. Lunch and dinner. Yeah. Well, there you go. Lunch and dinner, y'all.
All right. Don't ask Liz riddles.
Don't ask me. Do not, please. I hate riddles.
Oh, man.
Hell no.
All right. Is there anything controversial going on in the world?
Javier? Is there?
Why'd you jump to him?
You act like I know about the world.
He's always like, we have to make this podcast controversial.
Okay, look, I did see this.
We got to fake a fight over here.
Logan Paul and Dwayne The Rock Johnson like got into a little feud. It wasn't like a feud, though. It was like, apparently, so Logan and The Rock made a bunch of videos like 2-3 years ago or something like that. And just recently, like probably last year, The Rock was like, apparently his social team reached out to Logan's social team and was like, hey, Logan needs to delete everything that has to do with The Rock on his page.
And so, why?
I don't know.
Oh.
I seen it on TMZ and I was like, damn, I should read this. And I didn't because I don't care. But
let me ask you.
Yeah.
Their podcast is popping, though. Logan Paul and all that.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing
They just
clips.
Had a, who, what's his name? Jeffree Star?
Yeah, Jeffree Star. I saw that.
Yeah, he was just on there.
Dog,
I...
Yeah.
Did y'all see what he said?
I did see what he said.
What did he say?
So Jeffree Star was on Logan Paul's podcast and basically was like, I could show you my phone, talking to Logan Paul. He's like, I could show you my phone right now and show you all your favorite rappers, athletes in my DMs asking to hook up.
And
so Logan was like,
whoa.
Logan was like, so like, does it actually happen? Like, do these things? And he was like, yeah, oh, for sure. Like, you don't understand how many of these other famous people hook up with me. And it just doesn't come out because the reason they do it with him is because they know like their secret is safe with him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
They're scared.
Pride.
Yeah.
Pride.
Yeah. This is crazy though, bro. Like, it's still, I don't know, it blows my mind. It really does.
Mm-hmm. People in the comments, I saw the comments, they were like, I almost don't believe anything that that dude says.
For real. Like, but what, like, do you, like, that's what like the whole thing, that's what like drives me crazy is like, do people really make this stuff up or are they dead? Like, we'll never know.
Never know, no.
You know what I mean? Unless we are them, we will never know. It's wild.
Man, I don't judge. We don't judge. I mean,
no, I'm not judging. That's just, I just think it's crazy. Like,
you know, well, if an athlete wants Jeffree Star, you know, dude, go for it. Get some star action.
Mm-hmm. Talking about star rappers, let's talk about Drake's new album, ooh, shall we?
Yo, it's coming
how
out.
How do you feel about it, Javier?
Banger. Actually, I know. Well, me personally, I don't like house music. I never did. I'm not gonna cap. But I'm not going to be over here saying, like, it's a horrible album. It's just not my taste, is it?
Okay. That's valid.
Yeah, I can't really, like, talk about it that much. I don't really listen to it either.
No?
I don't like the little stable boom, 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 you know, the beat.
Did you hear the little, chair rocking? Little TikTok sound effect? It was in current.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah. I mean, some of them are not that bad.
They're not.
It's just, like...
No, I love the album. I think it's so great. I'm obsessed.
But it's like people over here talking like, oh, Drake didn't do it this time. That man doesn't have to do it this time. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. This man can do anything at this point. Like, he didn't miss if he sold 230,000 copies in the first week.
You know what he replied to everybody, like all the backlash? He was like, if y'all don't get it, then you're just not there yet. Like...
Oh,
I was like, yes,
light
Drake.
Skin?
Yes, Drake. No, honestly, I love the fact that he like went completely different and he didn't drop another, you know, typical like rap album. He like kind of did something different and he just put it out with no context and he was just like, take it how you will. You know?
So you liked it?
I loved it. I love that. And I like the fact that he did that too. How about you, Jalen? What do you think?
Liz, you already know. Because I started, as soon as this album dropped, literally the next morning, I made a video on my TikTok and said, listen, don't come on social media. Don't be expressing to people that Drake missed, that Drake dropped a album. First of all, music is opinion based. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. But you can't say that Drake dropped a album or Drake missed on his album when he sold X amount of copies the first night. And when just because he did something different, you don't like it, that doesn't make it a shitty album, period. Mm-hmm. So if you like dance music, you like the album probably. If you don't like dance music, you're probably not going to like the album. It's as simple as that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's how I feel. I like it. It's a different vibe. I mean, I don't really care. Here's the other thing. People were expecting... Okay, so everyone, as soon as they hear Drake's dropping, they're like, oh, let's go. R&B, rap, I'm going to be lit listening to this tonight. Or I'm going to sit in my room and cry listening to this tonight. And so everyone's expecting that. And then all of a sudden they turn it on. They're like, what the hell? First of all, it's midnight. You're laying in bed waiting for a cry album or a rap album. And it's a dance album. Boy, you better get your ass up and start dancing to that album. You can't expect like... You just can't expect a rapper to just, or an artist to always do the same thing every
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Yeah. So. I posted my favorite songs on my Instagram story. I was like, this is the one. Like, and I was like posting screenshots.
This man.
Yes.
This man is larger than life right now. Why would you even try to like.
Yeah. Like you can't, you just can't argue. Sing.
People
you
swear argue. They're doing something saying, oh, this is a Gap soundtrack. Like, okay. I want to see you try to do anything like that, but whatever.
Yeah. Like.
You can't.
Like we
people
should.
Are so fast to criticize, but mm-hmm. they can't even. Mm-hmm.
We need to stop criticizing things we don't like,
and here's
and just accept it,
facts.
And respect it.
Facts.
Exactly.
You can respect something and not like it.
Facts.
Exactly.
Yes. Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Come on, Javier.
Facts. No, that's facts, bro. For real.
I've never hated on music. I just never played it or didn't like. Personally like it mm-hmm. but I don't go and say that's the worst song
yeah,
exactly.
oh
bro.
This guy missed horribly mm-hmm. oh this and that nah just
it's just yo. Not your cup of tea and but you respect it
yeah. that's exactly why I posted that video because I was just tired of people talking about oh my gosh Drake missed bro Drake this sucks dog you just don't like dance music like simple as that uh-huh. and I can't wait oh my gosh I can't wait until next month
everybody
I would say 4th of July weekend literally two in a few weekends watch everybody with a drink in their hand turning up to this album because it's a dance album. It's going to be playing everywhere and everyone's going to be, hey, I'm lit. This new Drake album is lit. Nah, but what was you saying that night that it dropped? I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Everything he said. Everything he
anyway.
Said.
Anyway.
Rapid fire questions.
It's all, it happens all the time.
Favorite color? Burgundy.
Ooh, I like that.
Where's the burgundy?
I was about to say black, but burgundy. I really like dark red and black. Those are my two favorite.
I like black.
I knew you were going to say that,
No, obviously. No, of course.
Mocha. Like a tan mocha.
That's a good color.
Mm-hmm. Caramel. Like, nice. Like this.
Yeah.
What superpower would you choose?
I think you already answered this one before.
Did I? What did I say?
You said, like, if every time you can just, like, make anything money. It's like you could just constantly like no open your hand that. And you said something there's about no money.
I said that.
Something like that. I swear.
Yo, this man is obnoxious.
You said something about money. I literally.
This man is obnoxious. Damn. How do you remember that, too?
I have really good memory, yeah.
I said that. I just make
I
money.
I promise you said something about here? Money. Yes.
All right, I guess, yeah, I want to make money up here. Imagine you just, all right, what do you need? $100 There you go. Yeah, probably.
I mean, honestly, that's a great superpower.
Right? I mean, damn. Yeah. I mean, come on now.
That'd be like the reality stone.
It's because you know why I wouldn't choose something like invisibility or something like that? It's because I feel like if you're invisible, you're going to, basic human nature is you're gonna want to, be invisible. Go look at all the things you're curious about, like your close friends, your family. You want to see what we're going to start talking about. And when you realize the truth, not saying that, you know, the truth is bad. You know, there's probably everybody solid. But let's say they're not. Oh, boy, you're going to get addicted to wanting to know everything all the time. Mm. And there goes an unhealthy life. How about you chill, make money appear, live your life, you know?
Chill, make money appear. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, exactly. I think we talked about this once in the car.
Yeah.
That had told you why invisibility is so...
No, yeah. Very toxic. Oh,
yeah. It's toxic. Yeah, yeah. Toxic, that's what I'm saying. It's a toxic thing, you know? Absolutely. All right, superpower. No. Go ahead.
Mine would probably be telekinesis. Imagine if I could just pick stuff up and move it just like that.
Exactly.
Yo, this man.
And that comes with reading minds too. But I probably wouldn't do that often. Same reason as to why.
Reading minds. That's another one. Yeah. That's crazy.
Controlling minds is better. So telekinesis and controlling minds.
Damn,
like,
it,
like Scarlet Witch.
You literally took mine, yeah. Or, you know what? I was about to say, you guys know in Twilight, the girl that goes pain. And then she goes.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that I don't think I would want that. I'd want.
Be bogus.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. But no. Telekinesis. And yeah, it's pretty much the one I would choose for sure.
Okay.
Favorite decade? Decade is 10 years, right? Favorite decade, probably 2000 to 2010 was my favorite decade. I'm kidding. 2010 to 2020. That's what my favorite decade was.
Really?
Yeah. That's when I started like doing everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd probably say the same. 2010 to 2020.
When you developed.
I would say 2000 to 2010.
Because of the music. I knew it. Because of the music.
Yeah, and because I was like little, so I was always having a good time.
Damn, why no?
I'm not having such a good time. Okay. I'm kidding. No, I don't know. I just loved that time. I think it was everything was. We had the Disney Channel games. Did you guys ever see those?
Oh, that was so live.
You see what I'm saying? Like those kind of things. I mean, obviously we had that. I'm pretty sure it's still after, but
bro, you know it was actually live too. Computer games before computer played like all like the new games, like it was just like the go OGs. To Cartoon Network or like Disney Channel and you could play like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and like
damn,
that was so fun.
Right, we had Club Penguin, Toontown.
Yes.
Well, I still play Toontown actually.
Really?
That's another comfort thing of mine. Yeah, when I'm not watching Twilight, I'm playing Toontown.
Playing what?
I'm playing Toontown. Well, they canceled Toontown, but now it's called Toontown Rewritten. So if any of you guys want to play Toontown, just look it up on Google. It'll show up.
Favorite band to see live? I gotta go with Maverick City Music.
Oh my god, this is so hard. I'll just say the first one that came to mind, I guess, but there's multiple bands that I want to see live. I guess Coldplay.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
I'll say Coldplay. Oh yeah. Because I've always wanted to see Coldplay.
Oh, I have seen them live. Coldplay.
You have.
Yeah, but it was funny. I didn't see them live as a like audience person. I was a security.
You're security.
I was security standing watching them like this. I just had to stand and watch.
Really?
I mean, I was security. He's like, he's like, stop. You're not coming in.
Nah, dead ass. I was the skinniest security guard that ever existed.
No.
Yo, I was just paid to stand there. Just that was my position. That was my like thing. You know, I just had to look that way. You know, sometimes you just to stand there. But it was cool. It was a free concert and they were really good. I was like, yo.
Coldplay, that's live.
They're cold.
Favorite meme or gift?
Oh my God, I have so many. No. Oh my God.
Oh no, I got mine. I got mine. Why the f*** you lying? Why are you always lying? Oh my God. Stop f***ing lying.
That's such a good one. Wow. Javier?
Timeless.
God, I don't have one. I have so many.
Yeah, that's a lot.
There is a lot.
I like a lot of SpongeBob things too. Like the those, fish that complains about his funny. Leg.
My leg.
Yeah. Or when he says, oh, this guy sucks.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, there you go. That's what
actually
it is.
No, I like the one that it's like breaking it's like news. That dude.
Yeah, the fish. That's, yeah, that's a whole page for that.
Yes, I've seen it. They actually like announced
breaking news. Yeah. And they actually say real news. Yo, that fish is hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
I think my favorite one is the
aha. Dude, honestly, I might have to switch to that. I use that all the daily. I use it so like casually too, though. It's bad. Like me and my friend that I always game with, like literally, if he says something, I'll just be like aha ha.
And it's I constantly not even like, send that video to all of my friends.
It's bad.
I have it like on deck, like whenever I can use it, I like send it. I'm like,
it's in your clipboard, so you can just paste instantly.
I have an entire album, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
All right. You got it, Liz.
Well, that was the end of today's episode. Don't forget to check it out next week. And don't forget to also subscribe on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to also follow us on social medias. See you guys next week.
Peace and love.
Bye. We'll be right back.